Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Okay, here we go on a Thursday, Thirsty Thursday with AC up in the Playhouse today. The Playhouse.
Nice job, Chucker.
Thank you. Power 830 WCCO radio. I say that because my voice is a little deeper than usual.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which is great. I mean, I should get all my voice work done today. Adam Carter for Linda's Construction. Mm. Come in close to the speakers and let me tell you about the October or November deals.
You don't even need to know the deals. You know you want it.
That's right. InfraChat, happy to be here today. And I'm starting with that because, again, I'm not – it's just something that happens to me once a year where my voice goes. And didn't start to happen to me, by the way, until I got into radio, which is always convenient. And so it's the one day that I drink tea. It's like, you got to do the tea. Tea and honey. Tea and honey is the way to go.
This isn't a viral thing? It's not a cold? It's just
– no. It's just a voice thing. I feel perfectly fine. So – made some tea with honey this morning in the big cup, and then I got here about an hour ago. We have tea here, hot water. Make it, and I'm looking for honey in the WCCO commissary, and I'm thinking to myself, really, there's no honey here? That should be something that somebody contributes to the good of the company in the kitchen. And even if I didn't buy it, I should be able to use it. I think honey is one of those communal things that you donate.
That's how the bees intended it.
To the greater good of your fellow employees.
What's stopping you?
Correct. Now that I know there's no honey in there, maybe tomorrow I will bring in a joke. Go buy some honey and bring it in and say, you know what, folks? There you go. I did that with Frank's hot sauce. Thank you. It's courageous. I know. Might be when Lindsay asked for what volunteer work have we done for the Crystal Award?
Yes.
I said I bought a bottle of Frank's Hot Sauce. Not the big bottle.
Yeah.
But just a regular
moderately sized.
But regular bottle of Frank's Hot Sauce because I said, you know what? I can't be the only one who likes hot sauce.
No, you can't be.
And that's one of those things where you make something, you're thinking, you know what would be good on this little Frank's Hot Sauce? And you open the refrigerator, I think there's got to be somebody with some hot sauce in there. Hot sauce, that's on the list. Ketchup is on the list. I think if you buy ketchup, I don't know why you would. This is the show policy, and I agree with 100% that ketchup really has no redeeming quality. Or mustard. If I buy a bottle of French's yellow mustard, I'm bringing it to work. I think I'm foolish to think that I'm the only one using that. Or I think I'm selfish. Not foolish. I am selfish. If I buy a big jar of mustard or a regular jar of mustard and bring it to work and assume that or get upset if somebody else uses it, that is a communal condiment, my friends. So what else in the work fridge do you think should be fair game for losers like me who need some money
can't bring my own
in my tea?
What if it's a classy mustard, an expensive mustard, you know, kind of a a German, you know, real grainy thing.
Like an artesian mustard?
Yeah. You know, not necessarily your Grey Poupons, but...
I'll tell you what the difference is. I'll tell you what.
Please.
If it's if it's in a plastic bottle, it's fair game. If it's a glass bottle where you, like, need a knife, that one I'm a little concerned about. Like, I don't know about that. Or if it's very small.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's somebody's really good mustard, and I don't think I should use that.
So
but if it's a big jug of French's yellow mustard, like, really somebody's going to, like, freak out if, oh, somebody use this. And again, if you use the, now, if there's just an amount to finish it, like if you're finishing it, that should be on you then to buy a new one.
Oh, okay. It's on you. You empty the jar, you empty the squeezable whatever.
Yeah.
Is that the sort of line of demarcation then? If it's squeezable or pourable, that should be communal, whereas if you have to put the knife in?
Yeah, or the glass. I mean, glass says this is classy. I mean, if it's in glass, that's classy stuff.
So if I buy ketchup in a glass jar, that's not allowed to be communal?
Well, if it's artesian ketchup. But if you got a regular Heinz or Hunt's even, like a Hunt's, let's say you scrape in the bottom of the barrel of
Hunt's. What do you got to go with Hunt? Hunt's oh, a Hunt's good is, dude.
No.
It's not any worse than Heinz.
Yeah, right. I mean, ketchup is ketchup. Yeah. Now, my wife is a ketchup connoisseur.
Sorry to hear that.
Which is like saying, you know, I love sewage systems.
It's like making out with a smoker when they're mid-drag.
Yes. She says there's a big difference between Heinz and Hunt's.
Okay. I mean, okay. Okay. They're ketchup sommelier. Okay. Calm down.
Oh, yeah. David Josephson, my usual producer, just pointed out, your Frank's Red Hot, it comes in a glass container.
I was going to ask that. Mm-hmm.
But that's, to me... Frank's is for everybody.
Well, you make enough money where you can afford the glass jar and still be communal.
I'm rolling in Frank's. Trust me, I don't even worry about it.
Adam Carter here for Frank's Hot Sauce.
So what am I, or am I just a scumbag in assuming that somebody's honey, I should be able to use somebody's honey?
I think you're foolish in believing that there would be honey. I mean, particularly at
really?
The WCCO commissary, but any work commissary. I think that's a bit more of a... it's not a common item as ketchup or mustard or maybe even mayo would be. I think it's a little bit more of a specialty item. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, but
for.
I mean, what I'm saying, though, is like we have a machine in there that does both coffee and hot water for tea, and we have tea bags in there. Oh, yeah. There's tea bags in there.
I know.
Oh, well, what is something?
Sometimes it works, too.
Right. But if you're offering tea, I think somebody should be offering honey.
Well,
and it'd be great if Odyssey said, you know what, we're putting honey. We got a new honey budget this year, and we're going to supply each station in the Odyssey family with a jar of honey.
See, I'd prefer then if they do that, we get the little individual honey packets, because the problem with honey, you get the
Do they come in individual packets?
Oh, sure. You can get those.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well, yeah.
Like a fast food place that serves biscuits, like KFC,
sure.
Popeyes, they'll give you the individual
it.
Packets
yep.
of honey, because when you get the big jar of honey, it's good one day, it's good the next day, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's crystallized and the whole thing's solid.
Right.
Then you got to go
That's
out and get
idea.
A whole new jar of honey.
Sure, I'd accept that. But if somebody's buying honey, I'm thinking, you know what? They want other people to use it, and I'm going to use it. Am I a jerk for doing it?
A little bit.
You think so? Like, I think that's a big difference between, like, eating somebody's sandwich that's in a fridge, which I get, that's crossing the line. But if you have a condiment in the fridge, I think you are putting that in there under the with knowledge that somebody else might well take it. And I think you're a jerk if you say, do not use my mustard.
Okay, Cousin Kyle. I mean, we've already established that there are certain levels of condiment that you should not be allowed to share or to partake in if they're not yours. Classy mustards.
Classy mustards.
As you mentioned.
Yeah. Honey and teabagging on WCCO. Move over to the right lane and slow down, please.
You're welcome.
Am I a jerk for expecting? I expected somebody to have some honey today. I'm a little disappointed in my coworkers for not having some honey for me.
I think first you need to look in the mirror.
Do
you
I really?
You could be disappointed in yourself. You're the one with a throat issue. You had a nice long drive to get here. You could have stopped off for some
True.
Honey instead of expecting the colleagues here at WCCO to come through with that sweet bumblebee nectar.
We got a lot of good stuff on the show today. I get to the Major Garrett. I thought Major was off limits for me. I thought Chad, you know, protects that. which he rightly should. Major is the best weekly guest on the station. I don't think it's close.
And have you heard Am I Wrong?
Guest, I said.
I don't care. I call myself a guest. The committee's a guest.
Weekly guest. But I get to talk to a Major coming up in about 15 minutes. Lots to talk about. Nancy Pelosi. The FAA situation.
Whew.
You sweating that out yet? And we're going to talk to somebody by the points guy. Sean.
Sean Cudahy.
Sean Cudahy on what we can expect here, because MSP's on the list of airports that will have flights cut. We'll do that at 1 o'clock. Didn't get to ask Adam anything this week. With Chad out, I guess Corzo didn't want to do it.
I wasn't here. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, both of you were gone.
Yeah, I was gone Monday, Tuesday.
And I think I owe it to the people of the Chad Hartman Show, Chad Hartman listenership, to do Ask Adam Anything.
Much like a man who brings honey into the office, you are a giver.
I'm a giver. At 2 o'clock, we'll do Ask Adam Anything, including some AI-generated questions for Ask Adam Anything.
Oh, very
which
nice.
Actually are pretty good. I already did that. And I'm a nerd for the Edmund Fitzgerald, and if you haven't heard, Monday is the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I know it's not a lot of people are talking about it, but I love to talk about it, and unashamedly so. Jay Gabler is a reporter with the Duluth News Tribune. He has done a podcast on the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's pretty good. I listened to a couple episodes today. We'll be talking to Jay at 1:35. But back to the hot topic at hand. Yes, we're starting it out with a very hot topic. Am I a jerk for using other people's condiments in the work fridge? And where do you cross the line on that? I think if you're bringing in some condiments that a lot of people use, you can expect it to get used. And I think if you put like your name on it and say, do not use my mustard, you're kind of a jerk. 651-461-9226. Text. Let's get some phone calls. Use that voice message system on the Odyssey app. Adam and for Chad on a Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Great song, by the way.
Little Baker Street.
Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty. Oh. What is the theme today? Let me try to take a guess. Are they songs about streets?
No.
Songs about bakers?
Also no.
I give up.
On this day in Belgium, November 6th, 1814.
Yep.
A man was born. His name, Antoine Joseph Adolphe Saxe, the inventor of the saxophone.
Oh!
So we have
very
great
nice,
tunes
great saxophone
featuring tunes. The saxophone.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll get all the good. Yeah, very nice.
Got
what year?
1814.
So the saxophone wasn't invented until like the mid-1800s?
Unless he invented it right out of the womb, I'm betting he didn't.
I know.
Invented the saxophone early 1840s, patented by 1846.
Wow, that's surprising. I would think the saxophone may be older than that.
How old were you thinking?
1700s. When did we start making brass instruments?
The Romans.
I mean, come on. Adam in for Chad today. Major Garrett coming up in a little bit. I'm commiserating because I've, with all of you, don't have honey in the workplace. And I was a little disappointed that my coworkers here at CCO Radio didn't have some honey for me. And I thought, you know what? That should be something. If you buy a jar of honey or, the little bear-shaped squeeze bottle, that's what I have at home.
Of course.
That should be fair game for people. And it brings us back to this topic of what is fair game in the work refrigerator or in the work kitchen.
Kind of an insult to the bee community that the bear gets the honey bottle.
True. Yeah.
All that work they put in.
The thief.
Yes.
They give it, it's like, yeah.
Getting the nectar,
right.
Bring it on back to the hive, cook it up, get some honey.
Yeah.
And the bear gets it because Winnie the Pooh liked honey.
Right. It's like signing up for a home mortgage, and it's Matt Cox, the guy who steals home mortgages, is kind of the guy who's like at the top of the list.
I've stole 7 million homes.
It's so easy to do. Adam's cavalier attitude about honey tells me he's never actually bought honey in his life.
Mm.
He's probably just mooched off everyone and doesn't realize how much honey costs. It's far more expensive than Frank's Red Hot.
Especially if you buy the good honey.
Right. And I don't need the really good stuff. Just the plastic bottle with the bear. Is it really expensive? Is honey really
can
expensive?
Can be. Yeah, if you buy like the
really good honey, I'm
honey,
sure.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Adam, my daughter and I are both that's a different topic. What if you've been working at a place for a while and everyone expects you to be the one bringing in the condiments and they never contribute? Now, that's a problem. And like I said, and if I have the same situation tomorrow, or you know what? I will bring in a jar of honey tomorrow. If I'm complaining about it on the radio, I should step up.
Will it be a bear?
Probably.
Will it be kept in the fridge?
No, I want the honey that you don't need to keep in the fridge.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Should be up there, and if it's in those cupboards, it's fair game.
Okay, along with the salt and pepper.
Yes. I'm not suggesting that it's just me and that nobody should ever contribute to that, but it's like a team thing. I feel like condiments are kind of a team sport. Like we're all in this together. We know condiments that people use. Ketchup, mustard, mayo, I guess. Miracle Whip, whatever it is.
No Miracle Whip.
And if you buy that, but if you buy it, you expect other people to use it and say, no problem. You just hope that somebody else buys it along at some point along the way.
Is the policy still, you finish it off, it's your job to replenish?
I think so. I think if you use the last of something, you should be the person who goes and buys a new bottle.
What if you leave just the scrapings on the bottom? You say, nope, still some in there.
Well, you're nitpicking.
Okay.
Do better. That's what I say to that. But it's a team. We're all in this together. And are there some jerks out there who just take and take and take and don't, show up? I'm sure there are. But
that sounds like what you were expecting to be.
No, I'm resting on my laurels that
company
I brought
tea.
In one bottle of Frank's Red Hot. But I know that that only gets me so far, that I'll bring in some more stuff. Adam, honey should be purchased as an office supply because it heals sore throat. I agree. Somebody said, you guys work in radio. Tea and honey is essential to good voice maintenance. That's, again, we were saying Odyssey should step up and provide some honey for us in individual packets.
You could make that argument. I hear that.
It's very important to buy honey from your local suppliers. You cannot buy it from a grocery store because they get the honey from who knows where, and it doesn't have the properties in that are in your environment close to home. Honey is wonderful for allergies and illnesses because it's considered nature's medicine. But very important, do not buy in a grocery store. It must be from your local supplier. Yeah, I appreciate the local. I'm not driving out of my way to go find a
you don't have
locally
a honey guy?
Sourced honey.
I got a honey guy.
You, do you have a honey guy?
No.
Well, we used to. Paul Coffey. Remember working at the Howlin' Wolf or whatever over here?
Coffee in the morning?
He was a beekeeper.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I wonder if he brought in honey. I mean, you're sharing the bounty of your gift. That's a no-brainer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, I totally agree with you as far as condiments in the refrigerator is for everybody. Now, there's a big difference between different types of ketchup, however. Frank's Red Hot is only cayenne pepper, since which is common amongst all cayenne pepper sauces. The best cayenne pepper sauce is Crystal. Have a great day. That's from Army Todd. Did not know that.
That's very deep. Diving in.
What if you've been working at... Oh, I read that one already. No honey there. You should blame Susie. Bet she has a great honey story. I bet she does. I used Cynthia's breast milk in my coffee one time. She gets all bent out of shape. Be careful where you're getting the milk.
Oh, my.
Communal kitchen stuff must be clean. It can't be left out with crud on it. Mayo should be shared. Cut Chad, replace him with Adam, put it in the honey budget. You know, you buy a lot of honey for
locally sourced.
The difference between Chad's salary and my salary. You get your good stuff. You get a lot of good honey for that. Ketchup is not ketchup. Heinz is way better than Hunt's. If you have honey, you have to have cinnamon for coffee. Well, that's a little over the top now. I mean, I'm not demanding cinnamon.
We're running into spices now and herbs. Let's go. Calm down.
Because I know some loser like XXX would open that jar of honey, stick his finger in there to stir it, slobber it off his finger, then double dip again. Nothing is communal in the company fridge. Really? Nothing? No, I don't accept that. Then I was thinking somebody brought up pickles. I don't think, pickles, I think pickles are somebody's food. I don't think a pickle jar is communal, even though there'd be sometimes you'd see the pickles in there and be like, man, I could go for a pickle.
You can consider it a condiment. I wouldn't.
But that, that involves.
You need a fork, first of all.
You need a fork, right. You don't want to stick somebody's fingers in the pickle jar. Who at WCCO is going to finally give Adam his appropriate award for bringing in that bottle of Frank's Red Hot? If there's a Mount Rushmore for condiment donations, Adam would clearly be on it. Thank you.
That bottle showed up a long time ago. Hasn't been emptied yet, has it?
I don't think so.
You feel like you're alone on the island with Frank's?
No.
People aren't dabbling
in it? In fact, people have texted me saying, thank you, Adam, for these eggs I have were so bland, but then I put some Frank's Red Hot, and my God, you are a real American.
You've changed my life.
12:31. Major Garrett, up next. The legacy of Nancy Pelosi will start there. Lots to get to with Major next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here we go. No, your ears are not deceiving you. It's not Tuesday. It is Thursday, but a little change in plans. It's a live show. Major Garrett, a very important man, is waiting. He's outside this news conference in the Oval Office about lower prices for the fat shot. I know a guy's got the fat shot. Doesn't work for him. But no, weight loss drugs, they're the White House touting lower drug prices for weight loss drugs. And I think Major is in a holding pattern, as we like to say, waiting to talk to some bigwig from Big Pharma.
Big-time CEO.
Oh, okay. So, totally understand. Busy man. Hopefully, maybe later in the show, maybe 2:08.
Sounds like top of the 2 o'clock hour should probably
perfect.
Work.
Perfect. If it happens, great. If not, Dave, you're fired.
Oh, no.
Wow. So, we're doing Ask Adam Anything right now. I know Chad usually moderates this thing, but you know what? As people point out, he likes to bloviate on 3 or 4 things, and at like 12:46, we get to questions. Yeah.
And so, typically Ask Adam becomes, sure, I'll ask Adam, but I'm going to answer myself.
I'm going to answer for you.
Anyway.
Right. 651-461-9226. This is your chance, folks. Direct. No middleman here. We're cutting out the middleman. You're getting direct, unfiltered, uncensored Adam Carter right now. Your texts, your questions, your calls, your voice messages to the Odyssey app. Ask Adam Anything at 651-461-9226. I, in preparation of doing this, I've been having a lot. So are you on board AI yet there, Dave Harrigan?
Not as much as I probably should be, but I do use it once in a while. I mean, anybody who searches Google now automatically uses
yes.
it. Pretty much, you know, your top search result is here's your Google AI answer. But yeah, I've dabbled in ChatGPT a little bit just to see what I can find.
Sure.
And see what it does.
It's very fun. Now, I don't trust it quite yet. I know they say, well, it scours the internet, but we've seen the stories. We've had stories from people filing legal briefs that cite cases that, oh, by the way, never happened or don't exist. So the kink's still being worked out in AI, but for fun, kind of goofy things, it is actually kind of fun to use. So I typed in, I said, give me some good questions for the Ask Adam Anything segment on the Chad Hartman Show on WCCO Radio.
Just did the same thing. I
did
wonder if our questions overlap.
This will be good. Would you like to start? By the way, again, we need audience participation here, so 651-461-9226.
I just asked for a random question. It's
okay.
Here you go. If you could instantly master any skill or field of knowledge,
ooh,
which would you choose and why?
I think that's a great question.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
Any field of knowledge.
Or just a general skill.
General skill. Sailing. I would like to learn how to sail and have navigational abilities to read charts, use the, I forget the name of it. Helps to know the name of it as a start to how to use it. The old school navigational tools. Sextant. Mm-hmm. I think, I'm into the sextant thing. I like sextant. Who doesn't like sextant, right? So, yeah, if I could learn to sail, and I hope someday to make good on that, even though my wife doesn't like to be on boats all that much, I do. I hope to learn to sail. Hey, Adam, just asking again. Ooh, kind of a backhanded criticism of me. Asking again, what's been showing up on your new trail camera? I never got to it yesterday. That's why. I did. I bought a new trail camera that has cell service, and so when it captures something, it texts me photos. It's cool. It's like my new favorite thing.
And this is for where you will be
when you're
going after Bambi.
And I'm showing you here all the deer that have appeared on my camera.
Okay.
Had a couple of nice bucks,
any
couple
of
nice 8-pointers.
Smiling at the camera?
No, nobody's smiling. So a couple of nice 8-point bucks that border on the shootable. And a couple of, you know. It's, you know, when you have their life in your hands and you decide whether they're going to live or die, it's really quite a power.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Just looking through the scope. He's shootable.
A couple other smaller bucks. So, Adam, I'd master the field of gynecology. All right, thank you. Let's go to Joe, who's called in. Joe, go ahead, man. What's your question?
Hey, Adam, this is a genuine question I've been wondering about.
Okay.
What do you think is worse for democracy? The Republicans who denied the Biden results, or the Democrats who acknowledge the Trump win but do everything in their power to stop him from doing what he was elected to do?
Great question, Joe. Thank you very much for the question. I think just inherently people who reject legitimate results of an election and then actually try to act on that to overturn it is worse for democracy than simply a party being sticks in the mud. And I'm not saying that's good for democracy either. I'm not saying that that shouldn't be the playbook. But the Democrats resisting the Trump agenda is not as bad as people who are actually denying the will of the people and in an election to overturn it, as opposed to, now you might say, well, the Trump was elected. That is the will of the people, and his agenda is the will of the people. That doesn't mean, just because he won fair and square, doesn't mean that you just work and you can anything, everything that you want and no compromise. Those are two different things. And I know the Democrats have done that too. Greg is called in. Hi, Greg.
Hey, I was just wondering, if you had the legal authority, where would Adam send the National Guard to fix whatever problem he's facing?
Oh, that's a good one. Top of mind right now, Greg, is deer hunting. You know, if you know, some people do the deer hunts or the deer drives at the end of the weekend. You know, that's kind of a dangerous thing to do. But if you know, if you got people in the woods kind of getting the deer to move around, that isn't a bad thing.
All right, there you go.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks.
Yeah, probably not safe, but Tim is called in. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Adam. I have a very...
Tim, thanks for the photo, by the way. You're gonna. You sent me that photo earlier today, my friend. That's a nice one.
You were a little busy this morning, and I didn't know. But
that's all right.
Much to my surprise, now I can get a little menu help for deer camp.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'm going to do a Dutch oven with wild rice and cream of mushroom soup, but I have two meat choices, and I don't know what to take out of the freezer. I got venison tenderloin, or I got goose breast fillets. Do you think I should go with the goose breast fillets or the venison tenderloin?
Tim, you might sit down. You might have to sit down for this. What if you mixed them both? Can you do that, or is that a little unconventional?
Oh my God, that is a great idea, because all waterfowl is dark meat, and they tell you to cook it like red meat.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
Happy to help, Tim.
Goose breast around the perimeter.
And call it the Adam Carter Outdoor Special.
I'm going to do that.
Thank you very much, Tim. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Helping people. That's all I do.
You're a giver.
Bringing Frank's Red Hot.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Put two meats together. Wild game. Boy, that sounds good.
You going to bring Red Hot and Honey up to deer camp?
I should.
You really should.
I know. I don't drink tea usually up there, but if I'm drinking tea, I got to have honey.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
If animals could talk, which species do you think would be the rudest?
Oh, God, cats, without question.
Very good answer.
Cats. It's not even close. Cats. More thrilling questions as we continue with Ask Adam Anything. Call in, text in. Let's go. 651-461-9226. We'll get into the FAA problem and the flight cancellations we might see tomorrow. Actually, that we will see tomorrow because of the continued government shutdown. Sean Cudahy, the points guy, will join us after the top of the hour news. We continue with Ask Adam Anything. Do you have another question for me there, David? Do many people, you go by David much or just Dave?
Some people use David. It's much more Dave.
Yeah.
But, you know, like any person, once you hear your full name, if that's not what you normally go by, it means there's trouble a-brewing.
I'm a little jealous. My name only has kind of one version. There's no longer
yeah,
version
really
of
sure.
Adam or no
ad.
Ads.
Ad man.
Ads.
Addy.
Addy. Doesn't work.
You and Chad have been friends for quite a long time now.
Yeah, friends is a little strong, but acquaintances.
For the purposes of the question, please stick with friends. If one of you had to end the friendship, who would it be?
Oh, jeez. Wow. That's woof.
Who would initiate the friendship?
I think Chad. He's done it before with other people, I'm sure for perfectly good reasons, but he's bold enough to say, where I would just kind of fade away and like not call him anymore, he would say, no, we're done. So I think Chad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
He's more principled in that way. Or not principled, just more.
Much more direct. I'm going to draw the line right here. We're done.
Yeah.
Cutting you out of my life.
Correct.
Lose my number, he might say.
Yes. Which you got that from me, by the way. Shocked.
Wow.
Steal all my stuff.
Surprisingly, he uses it seven times a day.
Adam, if you were ranking your top feature to model of yourself, what would it be? Perhaps a hand? Oh, model. A hand model like George Costanza, or potentially modeling watches like Brett Favre, anything goes. Like what feature that I have would be good for modeling? I have, you know, I'll say this. I got pretty good legs. I still have pretty athletic looking legs.
Feeling good about those?
Yeah, I think they're still okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say my legs. Adam in North Minneapolis picking up passengers just witnessed 7-8 unmarked and marked sheriff's department squad cars zoom by me. What have you heard? That's from Daryl in Minneapolis. I've not heard anything. I'll let our news department know about that. Adam, a segment on Channel 9 last night about the guys diving the Edmund Fitzgerald in a tiny submersible. It looked dangerous and claustrophobic. If you could do it, would you? Absolutely. And I would have concerns, especially with, you know, the whole Titanic thing, those guys. It's not nearly as deep as the Titanic, but stuff can go wrong when you dive in those things.
Yeah.
But just to see it with my own eyes, I would absolutely take that chance. Adam is a very extroverted, high-energy person. I like to pursue a career as a door-to-door salesman. Would I enjoy more success selling vacuum cleaners or encyclopedias? I think there's still room for vacuum cleaners.
We all need a vacuum cleaner.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love it. You know, we had the Encyclopedia Britannica when I was a kid. It was great. And I spent hours looking through encyclopedias. I just don't think we do that anymore.
No, it's Wikipedia or anywhere else online.
But we still have vacuum cleaners. So I think you'd have much more success as a vacuum salesman. Adam, what's your meal contribution this weekend? Very good that you ask. We do 3 weekends of deer hunting, and we typically have 6 guys who go up, and we split it up. 2 guys each weekend have that weekend. So you're responsible for Friday and Saturday night meals. Our weekend is the 3rd weekend. So I'm not sure yet. I think we're doing salmon one night, and the jury's still out on what the other.
Do you make a nice breakfast, or do you got to get out too early?
No, breakfast is you get up, have a bowl of cereal or a piece of toast.
Get on out. Bring out
pack your
something
lunch,
with you to the
sandwich,
stand.
The old brown bag sandwich. And then the meal at night is the big one.
Okay.
And, boy, sitting out in a tree all day, you really look forward to that meal at night.
I bet you do.
Adam, am I out of line when I get passed in the bike lane by another bicyclist when I shout, see at the stoplight, which I always do? Tubby from Northeast. No, absolutely not. Because you know what? I hope that they wait at the stoplight. The bikers who don't wait at the stoplight, jerks. Adam, are wasps or hornets ever not pissed off? That's a great question. I think by nature, wasps, you see them fly around and they seem to kind of mind their own. But hornets, I think by nature, are upset.
They all kind of chill out in the evening hours,
do they?
Though, right?
Okay, yeah. So I hope, yeah. But yeah, the hornets seem to me to be more pissed off than wasps are.
That's probably fair.
Mike has called in. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mr. Carter. You played, you went to South St. Paul High School, right?
I did.
And you played football?
Yep.
What number did you wear?
44.
What year did you graduate high school?
1993.
Oh, I knew it was you. We played you in a scrimmage back in preseason of 93.
Okay.
You took a cheap shot. You crackbacked me. Screwed up my knee. And I missed the first three games of the season. And if I would have played, we'd have gone to state, man.
So, okay, Uncle Rico. Okay, Uncle
you're
Rico.
You're going to rue the day you did that. I will get you back one day, Carter.
I was the Bill Romanowski.
Wow.
I was the Bill Romanowski of the South St. Paul Packer football team. Sorry, Mike. I'm a different man. I'm a change man. FAA flights, the meltdown tomorrow. What can we expect? We'll get to it after the news with our friend for the points guy, Sean Cudahy. Lots coming up. And then if you like the Edmund Fitzgerald, if you're goosed about it as I am. Yes, I said goosed. We'll talk 135, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, new podcast out there. That's all coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.